Bus fares went up by 75 cents at the start of this year across Milwaukee County. But that's not the end of changes to public transportation. This week, the Milwaukee County Transit System started cutting back some routes in response to a $14 million budget deficit. WUWM reporter Catherine Kogel got more information on the changes from Jesus Ochoa, the transit system's director of service development, and Brian Deneve, the system's director of marketing and communications.
So let's start with what people need to know about these changes. First off, fares increased at the beginning of the year from $2 to $2.75 per trip. There are also some changes to routes that started earlier this week. Can you briefly walk through what types of changes riders will see, Jesus?
Yeah, so riders should expect to see some frequency reductions across 16 routes in this winter service change period. So buses may come a little bit less frequently than they have previously. Some riders may wait 5 to 10 minutes longer than they used to wait if they're on a particular route. So there's 16 of those across weekdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. The other big change is that for six routes, the Route 20, Route 28, 33, 34, 55, and 58, those routes will only operate in the morning time periods and the afternoons, roughly around 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So riders should really expect to pre-plan and know that service between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. will no longer be there.
Okay. And this is the first phase of changes to routes. We're going to see more in March, correct?
That is correct. So starting on March 8th, we are going to make some modifications to five other routes. So parts of those routes that tend to have lower ridership will no longer have bus service. So riders on those routes should really, take a look at our schedules and prepare for those changes coming up in March. We really wanted to give a little bit more time for our riders to learn their new trip patterns. So that was the big reason for starting those a little bit later versus starting them in January.
And so fares went up at the beginning of this year. Do we anticipate them going up again this year? Brian, I'll let you answer that.
The fare increase that took place beginning January 1, 2026 was actually part of the budget cycle process for the annual Milwaukee County budget. So was first discussed and deliberated upon last spring and summer. So I don't anticipate any increases in fares going up in 2026. There may be discussions of the following year that taking place. But as of now, I don't anticipate that happening.
Excellent. So public transit experts would say that increasing frequency and adding more routes is usually the way to get more people to ride. That's not really possible, right, with a budget deficit. So what is MCTS's philosophy when it comes to serving the community while also staying afloat? Brian, I think that would be a good question for you.
Certainly. So MCTS's philosophy really is we can be a resource and an option. You look at two different types of riders generally, those who do it by choice. Maybe they own a car or they have other ways of getting around. They can afford possibly an on-demand Lyft service. And then you have those riders that really solely rely on the bus for getting around. And so we do feel that regardless of these changes in service, I'll be doing my best and then the organization will be doing its best to continue to encourage people to take a second look at the bus if they haven't ridden in a while or try it as a new thing. And perhaps you'll have a positive experience moving forward and will return with us.
And if I may add, Katie, high frequency is king in transit. It's across the nation, across the world. And it's no different here in Milwaukee. Our high frequency routes that come every 15 minutes or better, they carry the most riders. 73% of all of our rides are on those high frequency routes. So it really shows that if you can make transit convenient, people will use it. And that's something that we really took into consideration as part of this plan. A deficit's going to impact riders regardless, right? So how can we preserve as much of the high frequency service as possible to keep us sustainable?
That was Jesus Ochoa and Brian Deneve of the Milwaukee County Transit System speaking with reporter Catherine Kogel. You can learn more about which routes are affected at WUWM.com. Milwaukee County Transit is a financial supporter of WUWM.